This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
So blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. White. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It's a cold morning, but not as cold as yesterday. Woo! Yesterday, I woke up, it was 4 degrees with a real feel of negative 2. I'll tell you, it was the coldest day of the year. Obviously, last year we had a couple like that. We haven't really had some of this cold. We've been spoiled. You know, warmer temperatures and haven't seen the single digits all year. It's a shock to the system. Usually by now we've already had a couple. I think I was looking, I was watching the weather the other day, and yesterday, January 31st of last year was the coldest day of the year. I remember that. My heat went that day, so I knew exactly when that was. I remember that now. So, but this one's felt pretty cold yesterday. We're actually warming up this week. You know, back into the 40s, I'll tell you. Something's going on out there. It's a little crazy, this weather. You know, you don't know what's up, what's down, what's right, what's wrong with this weather. You know, you want to get ready, you want to start doing things, but and something like this hits, we're supposed to, again, have warm weather during the week and possible rain, and then cold again at the end of the week. And then warm after that. Where are we? But that's all right. We'll figure it out. We're not far from spring. We're about 30-something days. I'll have to look it up. I heard it yesterday. I said, I'm going to remember how many days. And, yeah, first thing this morning, I completely forgot. But we're not far from spring. You know, we'll be getting there very soon. Hopefully that nice warm weather, that warm startup will happen. We'll start to be able to get outside into our plants, get outside into our gardens. I know some of you already are. Some of the areas we talk with, you know, North Carolina, Louisiana, Georgia, those areas already are warmed up. And you can start working in the garden. I envy you. I am so jealous because I look outside here and I see a sheet of ice. We had some snow, barely much snow, but Thursday we had some snow around here. And then, that thick layer of ice kept where it is and has been staying. So if you didn't get out there and clean out the driveway quickly, it wasn't going to dry out quickly. It wasn't going to not be a sheet of ice. I get out there, got my natural alternative ice melt, threw it down real quick. Perfect. Dry driveway right now, so I'll take that, right? So it's just the temperatures and the weather have just made you almost not think about your garden. Just gotten cold and you're saying, oh, just want to get under a blanket and warm up. I hear you. You know, it's kind of hard to think spring, but you know, when you start to think spring, you sit there and say, well, warm days ahead. what can we do? You know, and that's hopefully what we can talk a little bit about today. 7:30 today, Victoria from Natural Alternatives is going to join us. We're going to talk spring. You know, we might talk a little bit of ice melt, maybe, but we want to talk spring and what we can do for this spring to get ready. Because, man, I want to stop thinking about this cold. I know everybody else does, too. So, really something to look forward to talking about. And then after that, 8 o'clock, CN from D&D Commodities, or Wild Delight, is going to be here. We're going to talk about what to do for spring for your birds. You know, they're not far from coming back. They're still in the warm weather, like we all wish we could be, right? Everybody up here in New England, at least. So we'll talk about that. But we're thinking spring, thinking what can we do this year to make our gardens better? What can we do to make our lawns better? You know, that's the type of thing that we should really be thinking about. Let's get ahead this year, so when it comes time, spring finally hits, we're ready to go. We've got everything taken care of. We're looking at everything and saying, all right, I'm going to put down step one, or I'm going to put down, sulfur, or I'm going to put down a gypsum. Let's figure it out now so that we can start to get ready. Because I'll tell you this. Next couple weeks, a lot of the garden centers, all of them that stay open, are getting stuff ready for spring. There's not a lot of customers into the garden centers when it comes to looking for products for your lawn. They're just getting ready. There's not a lot of, they're getting products out, getting it organized. So what does that mean? They have a lot of time to be able to talk to you. Right? That's makes sense. Let's take advantage of that. Let's go to some of those garden centers, you know, now. It's vacation week for a lot of schools this coming week, in, at least in Massachusetts. I think New Hampshire might be next week. Let's go to the garden centers that are open. Let's go in there, talk to the people in there, you know, where the fertilizer is, etc. Have a longer conversation. You know, you're not going in middle of April, beginning of May, when everybody's doing the same thing. Go in there now. Have that conversation and be able to get some more information out of it and just talk about, I want to do this year. Even if it's with the garden. It doesn't have to be with the lawn. You know, just get excited, get ready. You know, knowledge, we always talk about knowledge is power, but let's take advantage of the time right now. You know, that garden center, you could walk in there. I bet you there's nobody asking questions. You could have a lineup of questions. And some of these garden centers, they're just looking for people to talk to. They're looking for somebody to talk to. You don't even have to get the product right now. It'd be great to have it so you're just ready to go once the ground hits. You're not getting that rush. But go to that local garden center, talk plants, talk lawn, talk garden. I'm sure they would love to. You know, we're all excited for the spring as you are. You know, as you all know, I work in a garden center, and we're just saying, what's going to happen next? When are the plants going to arrive? Well, some plants are going to start arriving at garden centers soon. You know, the way plants arrive is based on the temperatures of where they're coming from. You know, our Virginia area, or western part of the country, those plants, are they starting to form buds on their trees or shrubs? You know, I know Virginia is starting to form buds a little bit. And a lot of garden centers can't take plant material when they're fully open. It actually hurts them when they come to the shock of going from grower to grower. You know, is that going to start to happen? We'll see. You know, these temperatures have fluctuated so much that our plants, as we've talked about many times, don't know what's going on. They have no idea. Is it spring? Is it summer? Is it winter? Is it winter again? Is it winter? You know, all over the place. We kind of just wonder. They're wondering what's going on and what can we do. Now, you know, it's It's interesting because you want to get out there on some of these days when it's in the high 40s. We think 40s is warm, right? You know, we get this cold weather and all of a sudden we want to get out there in the 40s. And what can we do? You know, we talked about it last month, but some of you who did some of the wilt proof or wilt stop later in the season, you know, that couple month, 3 month span has maybe run out. You know, this week we're looking at above 40 on, you know, later today, Monday, Tuesday. Tuesday is a little bit of rain most of the day, so you might want to do it either today or tomorrow or wait till Wednesday, just based on allowing some of that wilt proof or wilt stop to dry, because they say it's 30-something days, and I'll get that exact number during the break, but 30-something days before spring, well, what if we have a lot of time in that period before winter can roar its head again? So we want to make sure our plants are protected. Don't give up, you know, and just say, all right, it's spring. We want to make sure they're taken care of. So if you are looking to do a second application of that wilt proof, this would be a good week to be doing it, warm enough. So really something to think about to get you through the rest of the season. And that's going to last, you know, 3-4 months, depending upon what it is. But, you know, if you put it in October, November, December, January, 4 months right there. We're into that time frame where it's starting to dry out a little bit. We want to get it back in there, get it thinking out. So something to do if you want to get out in the garden today. If you have any questions, you can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I was saying, as spring is around the corner, I figured it out. It's 32 days, 16 hours, 36 minutes, and 13 seconds. So, you know. We're not that far away, right? We wanna think about what's gonna happen next here. So it's basically a month away. A month away from now will be spring, March 20th. Be spring, first day of spring. Can't wait for it. It's a Friday. So we'll look forward to doing that, and you know. Think about what we can do. Can we get some things started? Can we do some seed starting? Can we start to pick out the vegetables that we want, the perennials, the annuals that we want to get started? Do you have a little area to be growing? Do you have an area to do any of that? Let's start thinking about, you know, is it just windowsills, or is it, do you have a nice picture window with tons of light? You know. Let's get it started right, though. The clock is ticking. Time to get growing and start your spring seeds. Espoma Organic Seed Starter Mix is everything you're looking for and more. It's a loose, lightweight, all-natural blend of the finest ingredients, specially formulated for starting all types of seed. And Espoma Seed Starter Mix contains Mycotone, a blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to enhance root growth. Ask for Espoma Organic Seed Starter Mix at your favorite garden center and visit Espoma.com. For helpful gardening tips, Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. You definitely want to start out right, and the Espoma Seed Starter Mix is phenomenal when it comes to starting seeds. It's the perfect mix. I'm not saying that because of the ad here that we talk about. I'm saying it because I've used it. I've seen the product. I've felt the product. It's a great mix. Lighter, right? We're looking for a little bit lighter when it comes to starting seeds. We're not looking for a heavy topsoil to start seeds. We want something where that seed can actually start to put out roots, grow a little bit, start to get those shoots ready, get everything going for that spring. And that's what you're looking for. know, a lot of you out there might, you know, think about, you know, oh, I'm just going to use potting soil. Potting soil is a good way to do it, but it's actually a little bit heavier than seed starting. Even though potting soil is considered almost a soilless mix on a lot of them. There's no actual, like, topsoil. It's more of, you know, your humus, your peat mosses, your vermiculite, perlites, etc. mixes to make that. So that's why you want something that's lightweight when it comes to seed starting. We want to allow that seed to move around. And one thing, and I've said it a number of times, and a lot of you already know this, but I want to make sure. When you're starting seeds and you're using a seed starter, what I want you to do is before you put any seeds into a pot or a six-pack or a tray, whichever, into that soil, before you put it into the soil, wet that seed starting mix. Let it compact a little bit. It's going to compact on its own. I'm not talking put your hand in there and push everything down. Let the water seep in. You let the water seep in, the soil will fall a little bit. Add more soil, water that. And then put your seeds in. Because think about this. Soil is completely dry. You put your seed in, and then you water. Well, it's a very light mix. The seed's going to be the heaviest part. Seed's going to fall all the way to the bottom. You want it right in that soil in that sweet spot, right? We're looking to make sure it stays in that soil with everything that it wants. A seed starter soil is formulated to work with that seed the best way. So just a little tip when you're growing from seed, water the soil before you put anything in it. Get it a little bit compact from the water, not your hand. Don't push it down. Don't stomp on it, that type of thing. We're looking for it to be naturally compacted by water. Add some more soil to get it to that level. Water it again. Let it sit for a bit, then put your seed into where you're looking to do. If you're going to have a more successful time with the seeds, and the seeds are going to be where you want them. We want them to, you know, be a little bit below the surface. We don't want them at the bottom of a pot. You know, if you're doing a ton of seeds and it's an 8-inch pot, you know, 6 inches deep, you don't want it to have to grow 6 inches before it gets to the top, right? So, just some thoughts. Give us a call. It's 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Near Jackson, Mississippi, residents along the Pearl River heading for higher ground as a major reservoir in Jackson is nearing its capacity after days of rain. Officials will have to let more water into the river, and it's already 8 feet above flood stage. Expected to crest today at 38 feet, meteorologist John Moore.
When it gets up to 38 feet, and these homes that have already been flooded are going to be flooded for a few days, so before it actually drops below major flood stage. It's not expected to drop below major flood stage until late on Tuesday.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has declared a state of emergency. The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak is getting close to 1,700. China's National Health Commission says there were more than 2,000 new cases and another 142 deaths from the virus just yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I talked earlier. Thinking spring. We want to get ready for spring and get some of those spring vibes going. Well, I was looking for things that we could be doing first thing in the spring, right? Let's, what can we do? Well, one of the things that I was looking at was transplanting hostas. They say the best time to do it is in the fall, but the second best time is to do it in the spring. I think about it because I have so many hostas on my property that have gotten so big that I want to actually cut them down and move them around a little bit, fill the areas out instead of just having them in one big area. And there's so many styles of hosta. I couldn't even put a number on it. But there's so many different ones that it's so cool to do. But great thing is to transplant them, it's the same no matter what the style, really. Because they all have the same style. They clump out. They grow bigger that way. So you're taking a look. And a lot of times, the best part, one of the reasons why I like to do it in the spring is when the leaflets or when they start to pop up from the ground, you can actually see really more of how wide and where the plant is without breaking any of the, bigger leaves off or something along those lines. You want to try, you're able to actually just see, where you can cut it in half or in quarters, a little bit easier. With a hosta, you can almost not kill them. So it could, be a little bit, maybe we're overthinking it. But at the same time, when it comes to transplanting, you want to make sure you get the most out of the transplant as possible. So that's why we kind of look at it and say, what's easiest? And for me, looking at those where the shoots are starting to pop out and be able to cut maybe down the middle or cut, in half or a quarter, etc. So that's definitely something you can be doing this spring. Now, you're looking to try and get as much of a root ball as possible. So the way I look at it is, instead of just cutting the plant in half right in the ground where it is, let's dig the plant out. Let's put a circle around the plant. Get as much of a root ball that you think you can handle. And just remember that when you do pull this whole thing out, you're going to cut it in half, so the soil is only going to be half as much, okay? Or if you're doing it in quarters, it's going to be a quarter as much of as wide as it is. So you're not going to have a giant root ball to move, right? So try to get a little bit extra when it comes to the soil structure on this. I like to figure out prior where I'm going to put them, right? Where am I going to put the hostas? So you have those areas already pre-dug, ready to go, okay? Another thing that you should be doing prior to digging up your plants, water the night before, okay? Get it nice and soaked the night before you're going to be doing it, because you want to have as much moisture in that plant so it doesn't go through transplant shock as much as it could, right? So get it watered. So the night before, the reason why I say the night before, not that morning, is it gives it time to absorb that water. It gives it time to get it into its root system versus reaching for it as you're cutting it down. Now, when you go to cut the plant, you cut it, you know, you get that big circle, cut it right down the middle. You want a sharp knife or a sharp shovel, you know, a flat shovel would be perfect to go right across. And again, when you're looking at the leaves or like the shoots that are coming out, you might be able to get that shovel right in between the ones that you want and just step right on the shovel and cut right straight down. From there, you're going to want to mix some compost, mix some biotone starter from Espoma. That would be a great one to do. That's going to help with the transplant shock as well. Get that into the soil, pre-mixed into the next hole. Then get your hosta over there. Put soil around it. Get some of that soil that's naturally around it, not just a bag of topsoil or something like that. We want to use the soil that's existing to help that plant be able to get used to the soil underneath it easier. Once you've got it planted, you know, you're going to fill the soil that's there about halfway, water it in, allow that soil to fill in those gaps that you might not see when you put a plant in the hole. Then fill it all the way to the top with the soil, water it again, and see if any of those air bubbles or those types of things have popped underneath. You want to get as much soil around it as you can. You want to make sure that later on the soil doesn't, you know, erode away, or, you know, you walk away from a couple days and those air pockets of no soil are now filled in because you watered it. We want to make sure it's taken care of that way. So that's something to be thinking about. Again, when it's transplanting the hostas, you're looking to try and preserve as much of the rootstock as you can. Okay, the bigger you have from it, the more space, the better chance of survival you have. Excuse me. You know, look for a day that's not full sun. You know, not sunny and hot. Look for a day that maybe is cloudy or the day after rain. Again, like I said, watering the night before, right? You want to make sure that it's not so hot, because the plant's going to dry out quickly. The plant is just going to start to shrivel the roots, so that's why you want to make sure it's wet the night before, cloudier, so it's a nice cool movement. And that's why we talk about spring or fall, because of the cool temperatures that are during the day at that point. At this point, I'd almost look to do this more in the spring, because the fall lately, the past few years, we've had some warm weather. When it comes to the fall, it's gotten, you know, warmer than some of the summer days. So I just kind of, you know, think about it that way. You know, once you've gotten the plant ready and you've found the right day to do it, like I said, take that spade right in the middle and cut around it, cut down the middle, cut that circle around the hosta so you can have multiple spots. You know, a lot of people will say, all right, dig that full circle around, then as you're doing that full circle, instead of just putting the shovel straight down, you know, looking like to do a cylinder type, go at a little bit of an angle so you can pry the root ball out a little bit. I'd like to see you get the whole circle with those angle cuts. Don't pry, just get it ready. Then from there, cut it in half and then pry from there. So you're not pulling up the whole thing. You're making some of those cuts a little bit easier. So something to think about with hostas this spring. Again, hostas one, we talk about transplanting. And it's just, they grow like weeds, right? They grow crazy. There's so many different varieties of them that it's one of those ones that's easier to transplant. And you don't have to worry as much if you do some damage, because I'll tell you, they're going to come back in the next couple seasons like crazy. I did a couple transplants of some hostas a couple years ago, 2 years ago in May. And last year, some of the hostas were so big that they had taken over the entire area that I thought they would have in a couple of years. Put them in really good soil. They were actually, I found them in a compost pile. There was a compost area that had a bunch of plants just on the top, but they didn't have lots of leaves. They had just the shoots and everything was popping. And I was like, I'm gonna take these. I'm gonna put these in my house. They ended up being the really large leaf type, but they've taken over the area. So this spring, you know, it's only been 2 years. I'm gonna look at moving some of them. Fill some different areas that don't have as many plants or could use a little understory. They're definitely easy to do. I mean, I was looking at them and I wanted to just see how big the leaves were. And my hand is smaller than the leaves. I have decent sized hands, and when a leaf like that is bigger, it's like, whoa, that's pretty cool. That's pretty awesome. And so that's what's made me think about, all right, let's move these around a little bit. Let's get more. Let's make it look awesome and clean it up here. So, you know, I had taken a bunch of other plants from that compost pile. I found a peony that barely had a stalk to it. It's now bushy as ever. Haven't had a flower. Well, we know your transplant shock, those types of things. Found a couple daylilies. Daylilies have quadrupled in size. You know, Stelladora daylilies. I mean, they're phenomenal. Easy to deal with. So just a few perennials that I found, moving them around the house, making the garden a little bit bigger to see. You know, it was pretty cool. I remember finishing up in May of 2018, just the whole garden bed, putting everything in there. So it was pretty cool to have that finished product. But I did that by transplanting some plants. And, you know, I took hostas as a simple one. But there are so many other ways of transplanting different perennials. We can talk about that. We can go into some more details. But a lot of them have the same process. I'm going to want you to do the same thing. Water the night before. Get a giant hole around it. Cut it in the hole. Move everything out. And the one thing I did forget to actually mention about that when transplanting, you know, obviously you might leave part of that hosta or whichever in that same hole. You want to remove it too, because now you're going to need to center it or move it over so you're not having one-sided plant. And think about how you're going to arrange it there. So if you're looking to keep part of it in the same area, you still need to remove it. Let's fix the soil around it and build a nice soil structure around it when you put it in the ground. That way, you're successful there and not there. You're successful in the rest of the yard. And again, we talked about using the Biotone starter. You know, I'd love to see you use the Biotone starter as part of your fertilization, and then using the Protolizer from Natural Alternative to help with the transplant shock as well. They'll work hand in hand together to build a stronger root system. I mean, those two is a combination that I think would be incredible for your plants or any transplanting that you do this year. So something to think about, something to look forward to this spring. know, we're 32 days away, right? We're getting excited. March 20th can't come soon enough. Let's hope that Mother Nature feels the same way with us. Let's hope that that little woodchuck or groundhog, excuse me, the same thing, right? The groundhog was right that spring's happening. So we'll only time will tell, but spring is around the corner. Let's get ready for it. Let's get excited. Let's start thinking about what we can be doing in the yard and garden this year. Any calls, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock, so we got plenty of show time left. Open lines. Talk anything spring. We can talk anything winter. Your house plants as well. Feel free to call us. Do everything we can to help you out. We'll take another break. We'll get back. Start talking some more spring. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we're definitely thinking spring, even though that cold temperatures we had the other day. We're going to, about half hour or so, we'll be talking with Victoria from Natural Alternative. Great information coming to you, so definitely stay tuned. I'm going to start talking a little bit about that soil test. I'm excited. I know some of you in the areas, ground's still frozen. Don't worry. Don't worry. We're talking about it now. We're going to do this for a while here. But some of those other areas that you can actually get into the soil, take advantage. This is an incredible opportunity to really get started the way you want. This time of year, we're looking to get ready, and we're going to talk about a soil sample that they're going to be doing for you and what they can do. I mean, why wouldn't you? I'd be silly not to. So let's stay tuned to that. Again, that's 7:30, so we're about a half hour away. I'm pretty excited to really be talking spring. What else can we start doing? Or what else can we think about getting done? Well, let's think about how you want to deal with lawn care this year. Do you want to go all organic? Do you want to, try to slowly get rid of some of the synthetic products and go more towards the organic? Do we need to take care of the shady area that never grows grass? Do we have areas where water just sits? There's a lot of things we can start thinking about now and do. Let's take, for example, water just sits in an area. Well, let's look at using the sulfur product from natural alternatives, right? This sulfur product will help break down underneath it, break down some of that clay-filled soil, allow some of that water to go through, and just instead of sitting on top, go through to where we need it. I bet in those areas you have moss that grows like crazy. Yeah, it's going to happen, especially in an area that's shady. Water sits, clay's underneath there. Moss will grow on very little soil. And I'm sure you've tried to take moss out of a yard, and you see that their root system is like nothing. But it just keeps coming back no matter what. So let's think about how we can prevent that moss, or what can we do to work on it so that the moss isn't really going to be a factor this year. Let's work on getting some of that sulfur into the soil. You know, as soon as the ground starts to thaw out, get that sulfur down. Break out the clay. Work your way to a better soil structure. You know, you're not only actually breaking down the clay. What you're doing is any of those nutrients that are in there, allowing them to become a little bit more active, breaking them down a little bit. Because a lot of times where there's a clay-filled soil, water sits, nutrients just stay there. They just hold in the soil. They don't go through like they're supposed to. You know, think of nutrients as kind of like water when it comes to how they're supposed to go through the soil. They're not supposed to go as fast through water, but they're supposed to do the same thing, right? They drain through your soil, get used up by the plant, and then continue on. You don't want your plants to have those nutrients just sitting there because they'll start to build up. And too much is not a good thing when it comes to nutrients in the soil. So that's why we use some of these products like sulfur. And when it's clay-filled soil, your nutrients just sit there. You might get a soil test back that says your nitrogen is very high or your phosphorus is very high. You know, phosphorus, there's a lot in the soil in a lot of the areas. Hence why they've gotten rid of a lot of the fertilizers have become phosphorus-free now versus just being all three ingredients. Excuse me, the nutrients. So, you know, phosphorus-free. Or what's happening? Do you have too much phosphorus? Do you have too much potassium? You're going to be able to find those things out with a soil test. It's going to tell you a lot of going on. If you have a lot of nutrients, that means something's in there holding everything together, holding too much of the nutrients in the soil. We don't want that. We want to make sure that your soil structure, your soil, everything is ready to go for spring. So we can start talking a little bit more in depth on that in the next hour. We're going to take a break here, but you can give us a call. We have open lines. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.